Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Sense with Alistair Milroy of Breaking the Mold Accounting. My name is Rhea. I am your host. And hey, how's it going, Alistair?
Oh, good, Rhea. How are you?
Great. Today, we were going to talk about bookkeeping, VAT and APA, which is advanced. Everybody knows what VAT is because, well, that's a big bone in everybody's sides. And advanced provisioning allowance is what APA is. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, the importance of your accounting records and keeping those both for tax, but also under most company law, well, whether most yacht owning companies are based in offshore jurisdictions such as Cayman, BBI, a very popular Isle of Man, Guernsey, Jersey, probably the big ones, and Malta is a flag registration. They all have corporate law which governs the accounting records that need to be kept. And yeah, it's important to make sure that those, the records of those companies and those directors of those companies have records that meet the requirements under the law. And generally that means that they need to be able to pull together a set of accounts at any time. So you need to be able to prepare a trial balance and have an understanding at any point in time of what the financial position of that company is.
Let me ask you, an owner owns the yacht, okay, and he utilizes or she utilizes it for charter purposes, and they've hired a management company. At the end of the day, if the VAT isn't recorded and reported and paid, who ultimately is responsible for that VAT and the fines that go along with it for not reporting it?
There's two parties. Ultimately, it's the directors of the company who owns the yacht rather than the supervisor. I think it's important to see when the ultimate beneficial owner is the yacht, who might be the person funding and set up the structure. But the corporate structure has its own legal identity, and the directors of that company are the ones who are registered for VAT. And or if it's an offshore company, if they're using, say, the French or Italian commercial exemption, they're registered for VAT in that country. They will have a fiscal agent in that country who is also responsible for making sure they file their returns. But normally their agreements will include they're relying on the owning company to provide the records. And this is where it's not normally you have an investigation and you find that those records aren't up to the required standard. We are seeing more as well as more focus on the company directors insisting on seeing the records. So where the company's got a management company involved and the management company is doing a lot of the accounting administration, that doesn't discharge any responsibility on the directors of that company to make sure that management, whoever is running those books and preparing the bookkeeping, is doing it to a standard that makes sure they can meet their obligations. So there's a big degree of responsibility on those, on the company directors. And if it goes wrong or there's an investigation and it's found not, it's not normally, it's the managers acting as agents, the responsibility to make sure it's done right lies with those directors, and they need to have some oversight over what a yacht manager is doing if they've delegated that responsibility to them.
Let's talk about TSP and CSP. What are they? And I know that it's probably different in every country what their responsibilities are, but let's say we're talking the Cayman Islands, because that is fairly popular to register your yacht and your business. What is a TSP and what is a CSP?
A TSP is a trust service provider and a CSP is a corporate service provider. They're all normally one and the same, or regulated to do both, but one is administrating companies and one is administrating trusts. Because yachts generally don't make money and go up in value, putting them in directly in trusts can cause a lot of trustees responsible for preserving assets for the underlying beneficiaries, the people who are going to benefit from the trust. So having an asset which costs a lot of money and falls in value would leave that trustee with a lot of risk of how to manage that. So you tend to find that yachts are owned in companies rather than directly in trust. And often trustees will want that company outside of a trust structure because of the fact that it isn't an asset which is value is preserved. But both, wherever you go, there's regulations around the record keeping for companies, both the company law and the jurisdiction. So whether you look at Guernsey, Jersey, Cayman, in that company law, it will say these are the accounting records that the company must keep. And on top of that, service providers, because they're professionals and they're regulated, they have to meet certain standards in terms of their record keeping for their client companies, reporting. They're holding money for ultimately someone else, so they have obligations around their accounting records.
So, ultimately speaking, say, for example, in the Cayman Islands, because, like I said, each country, I do have a general idea pretty much around the world, but ultimately speaking, in the Cayman Islands, if these people aren't doing their job properly, what is the repercussions on them and what is the repercussions on the company?
Yeah, there's some big repercussions. You can go and look at any of the regulated sites across the world. You'll find that there's more oversight and often statements of fines for those corporate service providers who aren't meeting the standards set under their license to do what they're doing, to run the companies. So there's a big degree of responsibility on those corporate service providers to provide that. And ultimately, they are looking up. They need to be sure that if they're running a company with a yacht, that they know and understand what is happening financially with the management. And if they've appointed a manager to run a yacht for them, is that manager doing the job to the level or to a professional standard that they should? So you need to be putting some benchmarks in place around how well the yacht is being managed, administered, and reviewing. So you need to be comfortable that the accounting records are meeting the requirements of the law and at the professional standards of the service provider.
Well, let me ask you, those people that used to cut corners in the past, sort of shuffling the books a bit, how possible is that? And what can you expect to find?
Yeah, I think there's still an element of people thinking, well, it's a yacht, so my accounting is very easy. Particularly if you're chartering and you've got VAT, you're running a business, a VAT registered business, and your obligations are the same as any other business that is. The tax authorities are getting cleverer. There's more sharing of data. There's more, particularly around VAT. It's a European, in Europe, it's a European database. There's a lot of data shared between jurisdictions. So if anomalies come up, it will trigger an investigation.
What about the interaction between, for example, the US and Europe? Is there that kind of cooperation that you see equally within Europe, overseas as well?
Yeah, the US introduced FATCA, which was basically wanting to collect information on any US assets owned overseas, which gave reporting requirements pretty much globally. That was followed by what's called the Common Reporting Standard, which I think is there's around 38 to 40 countries who now share their data in terms of, so when you set up a company, for instance, now you have to give your tax identification numbers through, and that information is reported through the various tax offices and shared. So there isn't really anywhere to hide on that sort of information.
Is there any countries, I know Dubai and Abu Dhabi and, of course, Turkey. Is that sort of places where you can still sort of hide, as it were, aside from hiding the massive assets called yachts, but as far as your financial aspects?
A lot of, certainly, Middle East owners aren't taxed, so there's less tax. They've got to keep whatever records they have in those countries. And the other importance of bookkeeping, particularly around charter, is record keeping on your charter side. You risk potentially falling outside the rules that you need to apply for the exemption you've got, and that could upset your future chartering operations for the next year. Just to touch on rare with APA, we haven't touched on APA, but APA is the charterer's money. It belongs to the charterer under the MEBA contracts, for instance. There's a responsibility on the owning company and the owner of the yacht to manage that money and report back to the charterer. And if you can't account for your APA money back to your charterer, then potentially have another cost to the owner of having to make that up.
Thank you, Alistair. Once again, you've been watching another edition of Talking Sense with Alistair Milroy of Breaking the Mold Accounting. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.